So you have a brand new can of Evercoat filler. Well, now what? What do you do with it?
To Tim McKinney of ITW Evercoat. Evercoat, the brand trusted by more shops for automotive, commercial, and marine repairs than any others for almost 70 years. Bringing you continued innovations like light speed repair system to streamline and improve repairs at the speed of light. Optex filler with color changing technology and Optex Super Build with a built-in guide coat. And now, here's Tim.
Hello everyone, Tim McKinney coming at you from the Evercoat studio. So, the question has been posed for many years, as long as I've been here, so about 20 years now to me, is can you put a stick in the body filler and stir it? Another one is, well, I don't want to do that, can I put body filler on a shaker? And then the other one is, well, can I store it where I'm at? Well, let's start with the first one. So, can you put a stick in body filler to stir it? Absolutely, yes, you can. Matter of fact, whenever I do a training presentation, I show to mix up the product to make sure you have a homogeneous mix. Big word, I know. So you have a creamy product from beginning to end. And while I talk about that, I typically talk about putting the darn lid back on so the product doesn't dry out. Only stir it once in a while after you open up the product. You don't have to stir it every day, but at least run a stick through it when it's fresh. Make sure it's evenly mixed and put the lid on it. And every so often, a couple days or so, you know, as you're pulling it out with the stick, just run the stick through it. It's not going to hurt anything. The next question is, can I take body filler and put it on a paint shaker? Now, here's where I say new or used. If it's used, no. Don't recommend it, because what happens is if you start to get some dried material on the lid or the sides and you shake it up, those are going to possibly incorporate back into the product and you're going to get some clumps. Not only that, if it's not as creamy because you might have left the lid off of it to have that happen, you're going to whip some air into it. Now, if you've got a brand new can where it's mostly filler, hardly any air pocket, the lid's on it, so you've got a solvent layer on the top, and you were to put it on a paint shaker for just maybe a minute. You don't go crazy. Don't put it on a paint shaker for 25 minutes and hope you're going to make it super creamy. You will, because you're going to beat all the materials up inside of it, and it's going to make a milkshake, and it's not going to have the right consistency, and you're going to lose some of the sandability of the product. So if you absolutely feel like you have to, just put it on this paint shaker for just 1 minute, take it off, and then run a stick through it just to make sure that any larger air pockets that might be into it, you've worked those air pockets out. Again, not necessarily needed, but if you listen to one of my other podcasts about how to read the batch code on the products, you'll know how fresh it is. So if the product is pretty fresh, there really is no need to do anything like that. So if you've got a product and it comes up that you're using it within 3 months of manufacture date or within 6 months of manufacture date, you really don't need to put it in a paint shaker. Just run a stick through it, make sure it's evenly mixed, and then when you're done, like I said, most importantly, put the lid back onto it. So then the next question comes up is, well, where do I store the product? It's starting to get a little cooler this time of the year, so let's say if we're in the summertime, it's starting to get a little warmer this time of the year. Try to keep the product stored as best as you can in an environment that's cool and dry, preferably about 70 to 72 degrees Fahrenheit. Well, in the wintertime, I know a lot of shops don't have any heat, or they turn the heat off and the product gets cold. Next morning, it's kind of thick. Flip that around into the summertime. In some places, I know the products can get very warm. Maybe the shop is not air conditioned. Same thing. Now it kicks off really quick in the summertime, and the products kick off slower in the wintertime and they're thicker. Try to keep them at an even temperature as well as the hardener. Best thing you can do is have the product and the hardener as close as temperature as possible, and close to 70 to 72 degrees as possible. That's really going to be the peak performance of the products. If you need more working time, well, heck, we have the Slow BPO Cream Hardener we just launched not long ago. We've also got some of our slower products that you could incorporate into it if need be. So, anyways, if you've got a brand new can, just run a stick through it. If it's fresh, you don't need to put it on a paint shaker. And put the lid back onto the products and try to keep the product stored as close as you can to 70 to 72 degrees Fahrenheit. That's a tongue twister. Or around 20 to 22 degrees Celsius. About the same temperature. That's going to give you the best time and best ability to work with the products. That's all for now. So as always, stay safe and stay safe out there.